step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, everybody. As promised, we got a very, very special guest on this morning. She's the former Democratic leader in the Georgia House of Representatives. She's an attorney. She's a voting rights activist. She's an author. But most importantly, she's now our Democratic candidate for governor in Georgia. Listen to me. She is running as a Democratic candidate for governor in Georgia, and she's joining us to share insights on her candidacy. On her candidacy. So let's get to it. Please welcome to the show, Leader Stacey Abrams.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
morning. Morning.
Welcome.
Good morning,
welcome back. Ms.
Abrams. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you for coming. You know, look, after your groundbreaking 2018 campaign for governor, you just didn't quit. You got right back to work for the people of Georgia, and you entered the governor's race again. Now, we're behind you 100%. How do you plan to help Georgians thrive once you are elected?
First of all, thank you so much for having me back. I did spend the last 4 years not just thinking about what I wanted to do, but working on it. I launched three organizations, Fair Fight, to focus on democracy and protecting our right to vote, Fair Count, to use civic engagement to make certain that people were getting the resources they deserve from the census, and the Southern Economic Advancement Project. And we use that to do a lot of work helping people with vaccines, making sure that during the pandemic, communities got the resources they needed. But the reality is that's the governor's job. It's the work of a governor to serve people. And when I become the next governor, my first business is going to be to expand Medicaid in Georgia. That's going to put money in people's pockets and save lives. Medicaid expansion will give health insurance to 500,000 people in Georgia. It will bring $3.5 billion into the state every year. It will create 64,000 jobs. So every time you hear about a jobs program or a new factory coming, imagine if we could create 64,000 jobs by bringing our own money back, because that's what Medicaid expansion does. It makes certain that childless adults, as well as folks who make just a little too less, just too little money to qualify for the Affordable Care Act, it gives them all health insurance. And that lifts everybody. It saves hospitals, it saves lives, and it creates jobs. And I believe in this. I actually, during my time, during this last 4 years, I've paid off the medical debt of 68,000 Georgians because I know what it means when there is healthcare costs. It stops you from doing what you need to do, from getting the help you need, and it stops you from creating, you know, opportunities for yourself and your family. I'm going to focus on education, and I'm going to make certain that across the state, we don't have Atlanta and everywhere else. I'm focusing on making sure we have one Georgia. That's my mission, and that's why I want this job.
See, that now that I wasn't aware of. That's really eye-opening to me about the medical cost and putting that money back into people's pockets and creating jobs. We got a lot more to learn this morning from our candidate, Stacey Abrams. So stay with us. We'll be right back. Hang on with us 1 second, Ms. Abrams. We'll be right back. Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, everybody, we're back. And our special guest this morning is our Democratic leader in the Georgia House of Representatives, Steele for us, she is. And more importantly, she's now our Democratic candidate for governor in Georgia. And she's joining us this morning, sharing her insights on her candidacy. Why can't I say that word? Oh, I know why. Ms. Abrams, I'm sorry.
Please don't embarrass us.
I try not to use words with four syllables in it because I just can't keep up that long. We're just here to talk about her campaign and those words I could do. And we're here this morning. You've been brilliant to us here in Georgia. You've inspired us here in Georgia. You led the voting registration causes here and really made some changes. So it's time for us to pay all of this back. Y'all, listen to me. This woman is a hard worker. She's dedicated. And above all else, she's super qualified. She's got the right ideas for Georgia. And one of the things I wanted to talk to you about was the One Georgia tour that you created. Tell us about the One Georgia tour and the concerns that Georgians shared with you while you were out there on that tour.
We launched the One Georgia tour back in March to start going across the state, talking to folks about what they need. When I was in Cuthbert, Georgia, we talked about Medicaid expansion. I met with a nurse whose aunt died because the hospital that could have saved her life was shut down by Brian Kemp during this pandemic. And when I say by Brian Kemp, he didn't physically go down and shut down the hospital, but he refused to expand Medicaid and accept the money that could have kept that hospital open, could have saved those jobs, and could have saved her life. When I went to Warner Robins, Georgia, I talked about what we need to do for our veterans. Our veterans need help when they come home. We've got too many veterans who are living under bridges instead of living under roofs. We have too many veterans who cannot get jobs. And this is a state that should do better by those who sacrifice to protect our freedom. When I was in Augusta, I talked about public education. The fact that, unfortunately, this governor does not have a plan for how we help our children recover from the pandemic, but also succeed going forward. He's doing these one-off gimmicks, giving a little bit of money here, a little bit of money there. We need someone who's going to guarantee that he will fully fund education. And I would say that instead of waiting for him to do it,
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on, get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
We'll explore and listen to the sounds of awesome places like farms, racetracks, and even construction sites.
Follow your ears, what do you hear?
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
They'll teach us awesome new things about the places and things we see and hear.
What did we learn today?
Learning is so cool.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip Podcasts on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I can get it done as the next governor of Georgia. And I bring this to the state because I have been a small business owner. I've been a nonprofit leader. I'm a Yale-educated tax attorney. But more than anything, I have always put the people of Georgia first. And I want to do that again as the next governor of the state.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Wow. She's so brilliant.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Explain to my listening audience what it is that sets you apart from the other candidates in Georgia's race for the governorship.
Right now, the Republican side has five candidates. The two leading candidates are Brian Kemp and David Perdue. David Perdue was a former senator who was ousted by John Ossoff, who's doing an amazing job, along with Senator Raphael Warnock, making certain that the money that Georgia deserves is coming home for the first time in so many years. But the reality is the difference between me and Brian Kemp doesn't seem to care. He doesn't care about our health care. He won't take action, even though Mike Pence, the former Republican vice president, expanded Medicaid when he was governor of Indiana. Brian Kemp will not do right by our people. Yesterday, he signed a bill that allows criminals to bypass the permitting process and get guns. And we know that this is going to make us less safe. I call it criminal carry. We know it makes us less safe because the permitting process was one of the one ways we closed the background loophole in the state of Georgia. 5,200 people applied for this permit in 2020 and were told no because of felony convictions, because of domestic abuse charges, because of mental hospitalization. And Brian Kemp yesterday said, come on in, it's open season. We know that he does not care about Georgia. He cares about power. He cares about the people he likes. and he cares about the people who can give him more power. I'm running for governor because I care about all Georgians, even the ones who don't like me. I campaigned in Duluth. I also campaigned where they filmed Deliverance. I will go everywhere in Georgia because I want people to have the same opportunities I've had. I've been poor. I'm not there anymore. And I want more people to have the opportunity to thrive, to climb the ladder of success. We can't guarantee it for anyone, but everyone should be guaranteed access. And that's my mission.
Miss Abrams, hold on 1 second. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come right back because I don't want anybody to miss this important information. We'll be right back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, we're back, everybody. And our special guest is our leader, Stacey Abrams, who's running for governor of the state of Georgia, who we are going to ensure replaces the current governor. Anybody running against her? We're talking this morning about several things. You know, I want to say this about the current governor. You know, when you pass a bill like this that allows people who have traditionally been denied access to weapons, when she says that she's working for people who like her and who don't like her, he works for people who like him, who he likes, and can help make him powerful. And that's people who contribute. Now, I'm just going to tell y'all, the NRA, nothing is bigger than the NRA. They are the hugest lobbyists in this country when it comes to the Republican Party. And that's selling guns. They don't care who it hurts. They're going to keep that Second Amendment alive so everybody can purchase guns and make money, period. That's what this is about. We just stop playing this game, y'all. That's what this is. We've got to get out and vote again and do what we did last year or year before to make things right in this state of Georgia. Georgia has turned the election around for the president and turned the election around in the Senate. And we're going to do it for the governor this time. Sister Abrams, thank you so much. We're going to take care of you.
Well, I just want to say thank you, Steve. And if I can add one piece, I believe in the Second Amendment. My father loves to hunt. My great grandmother taught me how to shoot. I don't have an issue with the Second Amendment. I have issue with people not being responsible. Gun safety is what we are responsible for doing, and we should not put weapons into the hands of people who refuse to take that seriously. And for every person who says, oh, you know, every person who has the Second Amendment is a law-abiding citizen, I remind you of the two men or three men who murdered Ahmaud Arbery. I remind you of the people who use vigilante justice because they can stand because of the stand your ground laws. I remind you of the fact that Georgia is one of the top states for moving weapons into the hands of criminals. Georgia should be leading the way protecting our people, not making us less safe by expanding who has it. And to learn more about my campaign and more about how you can help, go to StaceyAbrams.com. You can learn about my policies. You can learn more about me and my story, and you can learn how you can help because we need everybody in this campaign with us.
And you got it. Ladies and gentlemen, StaceyAbrams.com. Everybody, StaceyAbrams.com. Sister Abrams, thank you so much. We're going to take care of you. We wish you the best.
Thank you so much, Steve. Thank you to everyone. I appreciate you guys having me.
All right. We want to thank leader Stacey Abrams once again. Go to StaceyAbrams.com for more information.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi
Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's road trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.